great days at the Zigzag Afternoon Center. They were going to do a play. Gina would be the star. She was sure of it. She'd told everyone she knew. She ducked into the girls' room. She held Destiny Washington's bottle of Curls Galore Gel. Destiny had lent it to her yesterday. "I'm trying to be the nicest person," she had said. "Even to kids who don't deserve it. Stars do that." Today, Gina was wearing her star shirt. Best of all, she had on Grandma Maroney's loopy pearls. They hung down almost to her knees. It was all because a used-to-be-famous actress was coming to the center, maybe in a limousine. Her name was Madame Ballantyne. She was going to tell them about acting. Gina knew that part already. She was going to talk about stars, too. That was what Gina wanted to hear. "Me, me, me," Gina sang to herself. She'd never been a star, not once in her whole life. But maybe this time. She opened Destiny's bottle of gel. It was a little sticky. It was blue. How much should she use? She held it up. The gel was thick and bubbly. She shook it over the top of her head. Nothing poured out. Then came a little bloop. The rest of it came in a big glump. It slithered over her hair and down her front. A long, bubbly blue drip on her star shirt. She scrubbed at it with a paper towel. It wasn't a drip anymore. It looked like a bird with wings. Gina swallowed. Maybe Destiny had her sparkly purse today. If only she'd lent her that, too. Gina could hold it exactly over the bird spot. She scrunched up her hair the way Destiny had told her, sticky but cool. She headed for the lunchroom. A million kids were there, screeching and screaming. It was snack time, fried mozzarella sticks today. Gina slid onto the seat next to Sumiko. Sumiko was looking at her hair, or maybe it was the bird with wings drip. Then Sumiko looked away. Sumiko was a polite girl. Even Mrs. Ferrelli, the tough art teacher, said so. "Don't you love Afternoon Center?" Sumiko asked. "The snacks are great." Gina touched the top of her head. She took a bite of the mozzarella stick. It felt like her hair. Gooey. Bibi leaned closer. Sometimes it was hard for her to hear. "The play will be exciting too," she said. "Bibi's right," Gina said. Her heart thumped. She had to be the star. She'd told Grandma Maroney and Aunt Suki and Uncle Tony. She closed her eyes. Who else? Everyone on her block. Even the meat man at Stop and Shop. They were all coming to see her. She had to look like a star.